Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the tumblers and the jumblers. Good morning to the skydivers and those people launching satellites in the orbit. Good morning to the magazine publishers and all those crazy people in Sector 42 Alpha. I gotta take care of something here really quick. I didn't think about, you know, because Uncle Dan don't got no fancy studio. So he has to cover up the heater, so it doesn't make that background noise. Good morning to the ape kingdom. Good morning to the elephant. Good morning to the hippo and the mighty rhinoceros. It is Sunday, February the 9th, 2025, Bo Blimp Doc. It's almost 9 a.m. on the Olympic Peninsula, here in a slushy, dirty, chemically nucleated winter wonderland. Thank you, Raytheon. Thank you, Lockheed. Have a nice day, and fuck you. So before we get into anything too fucking serious, let's crack open a fortune. I have a fortune cookie. My future is foretold by this bullshit. Crack it open, baby. Fuck. Here's my fucking fortune, if you want to hear it. Modify your thinking to handle a new situation this week. Modify your thinking to handle a new situation this week. Modify your thinking. Do you know what I mean? Modify your thinking to handle a new situation. Now here's a question. Does the fortune apply to when you ordered the Chinese food? Does the fortune apply to when it was produced at the factory? Or does it apply when I crack open the cookie? Now probably technically, it's the moment you crack open that fucking cookie that the fortune is released, right? So I've got to like modify myself to be ready for a weird situation this week. And maybe something special will happen. Maybe I'll start pumping iron, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Maybe I'll learn Kung Fu, like Bruce Lee. Maybe I'll learn Karate, Karahu, Karafuck. Kara asked me if I'm gonna call her back after she gave me the crabs. So here's an article from Fox 9 News. That's Fox 9 out of Minnesota. It's from a month ago, but it's worth reading. Headline, Minnesota winter events canceled, postponed due to lack of snow. This was published by Nick Longworth on January the 9th, 2025, Bo Blimp Doc. Once again, to Fox 9, here's the brief. A lack of snow so far this winter in Minnesota has caused several events to either be canceled or postponed until later in the season. So far, the John Beer Grease Sled Dog Marathon has been postponed and Lake Minnetonka Klondike Dog Derby has been canceled. Weather conditions can change frequently throughout the state, so check back for updates, because Raytheon might offer something new. With only one late December storm offering measurable amounts of snow so far this winter in Minnesota, several events are beginning to either be canceled or postponed throughout the state. What we know is a list of events that either have been canceled or postponed, blah, blah, blah. The John Beer Grease, Bear Grease, the John Bear Grease, although Beer Grease, Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. After thoroughly evaluating the trail, blah, 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 we can't find any safe way to do it, blah, blah, blah. Isn't it interesting that there's a snowstorm in New Orleans? The Lake Minnetonka Klondike Dog Derby, blah, blah, blah. The ice is too fucking thin and scary, blah, blah, blah. People gonna drown like in that movie Dead Zone, blah, blah. I could keep reading. I could go over Minnesota and North Dakota, the Northern Territories of Canada, where fires are not going out and haven't been going out, like, I don't know, the last 10 fucking years? They burn under the surface. They get a little of that Raytheon Lockheed snow on them briefly. But they keep on fucking burning. Is that because of hobos with Bic lighters, motherfucker? I don't give a fuck that you can't understand that the microplastics that are in your brain, that are frankly affecting your ability to reason, they're not coming from, you know, the cup or the glass that they told you would take 700 years to break down. They're not coming from the factories for the most part. Where they're coming from is the sky. Where they're coming from is basically geoengineering. And if you don't want to believe it, you can't accept it, but you're going to tell me about super secret QAnon bullshit, then go fuck yourself. Have a nice day. I'll trust what I can see with my own eyes. Most of this snow has been sublimating off. Sublimation, by the way, is a process that chemically nucleated ice goes through. It skips the wet phase. It goes directly to gas. Like dry ice. Or any type of chemically nucleated snow. Now, as of this week, there might be up to 3 inches of snow in various parts of Minnesota. And God knows that chemical gumbus cools you down fast. Of course, the water bottles don't freeze until 12 hours later. If you know, you know. But you kind of had to live up in a fucking shack last winter, didn't you, buddy? To figure that shit out, right? Good luck, folks. I don't know what the full truth is. I know everybody is fucking lying. I know the Republicans are lying, the Democrats are lying, I know the so-called liberals and conservatives are lying. I know that wide-awake media on Twitter, I know personally, is fucking lying. They're grifters, they're con artists. And I'll also tell you something else that's really interesting. Anna Merlan of Mother Jones is also fucking lying. All I can tell you is everybody that has a voice, everybody that has a megaphone, everybody that has a platform they can stand on is either lying or talking about cooking pizza in the fucking woods. That's the truth. I don't know what's really going on. I can tell you that the state of things in Western Washington do not match what I remember as a kid. And as a kid, things were changing rapidly. And whatever the fuck this white shit is outside my window, it's not fucking snow. But good luck, buddy. Good luck with the sublimated bullshit. Dan, I don't understand. There was so much snow last winter, but the rivers run dry. Gee, I wonder what happens when chemically nucleated snow skips the wet phase. Doesn't turn to water, turns directly to gas. Yeah, you're not going to have any additional water, except in extreme cases, where they dump that rain on you. You know how Spain, I think last year, got a year's... certain parts of Spain, not all of Spain, certain parts of Spain, got a year's worth of rain in like a couple of hours, like that. Or you remember Appalachia? Yeah. While other parts of the country are in a deep drought, isn't that fucking funny? Isn't it hilarious? Next topic. So I'm never going to pay money to social media again. I did an experiment a little more than a year ago. I got myself approved as a blue check mark on Twitter. I started paying them money. I wanted to see if I paid them money, if it would impact my reach. And what I figured out is the answer is no. The same group of bots and manipulators would surround my account, more or less the same group, for the last 10 fucking years. Almost instantly, the grifters show up. Sometimes they change their names or their IDs, but believe it or not, good old Uncle Dan can kind of detect your writing patterns. So yeah, I learned that it was bullshit, but I've been curious the last couple days. So I created a few burner accounts. Now, these are not accounts that have any reach. These are not accounts that I expect to live long. Or rather, the more reach I can achieve by fucking with Twitter, you know, I'm a pretty good black box tester. The more reach I can achieve, the more likely they just get blocked. This has already happened in the last couple days. What I find interesting is I'll go to Anna Merlan, or who I like to call now Misinformation. I'll go to her Twitter profile, and she's got a shit ton of people following, and she's had a stable account since when, Anna Merlana? 2010. I mean, for a complainer, for somebody who thinks that Elon is evil and somehow it was better before. And by the way, Anna Merlana, my first account on Twitter, a few weeks after my sister died, lasted about 12 hours. And all I did was try to respond politely to somebody. Tell me again, Anna Merlana Bernana. Tell me again about how you are the opposition misinformation, you fuck. And then you got the Goat King, Mr. Wide Awake Media, Mr. Penultimate Grifter. And yeah, he had, you know, he had to create this new account in 2022. He's almost got 700,000 followers. How do you do that unless somebody is approving of you? How do you do that unless you're paying for bots? How do you do that without the Twitter platform? And I don't mean Elon. He's some type of grifter, artistic, autistic actor fuck. He's a puppet with a gruppet. Whoever the fuck is running things, how the fuck do you get to 658,000 followers in a couple years? How? Oh, it'll be almost 3 years soon, Dan. Yeah. What I've noticed in the last 10 years is I'll get to between 60 and 100. And then it's essentially like the square root of X in a way. It just tops out. And then if I actually do try to spread past that 100, my accounts get banned. In 2021, GoDaddy ripped off my multiple websites, ripped off all my domains, ripped off a lot of intellectual property, and stole my money. And I didn't hear a peep from anybody, to include Anna Merlana Bernana or Elon Grusp or this motherfucker in Ireland, this shithead, Jared Fitton, Mr. Wide Awake Media, go fuck yourself. This is a joke. And the joke's on you if you take it seriously. That's why I'm ending right about here. And ending with, fuck you. Next topic. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Nobody knows what nothing means. That's like Cliff Notes, Jacques Derrida. I'll just leave it there. Fuck it. Next topic. Yeah. I put a link to that Who song, Won't Get Fooled Again, because that's how I've felt pretty much since November, is that so many people that I might have sort of respected at one point in my life have lost all my respect. All my respect, really. Okay, so let's read this particular article right about cheer. This article comes from the Atlanta Black Star, and it was published on February the 7th, 2025, and it was written by Christian Boone. Headline, One Nation Under God, Donald Trump panders to Christians as he appoints ex-spiritual advisor Paula White, who once prayed for Angels of Africa to secure his election win as head of faith office. I read on. To many, she is a heretic, a born-again huckster who tells followers they will receive wealth and material blessings if they accept Jesus Christ as their personal savior. It's a message that appeals to many supporters of Donald Trump, who on Thursday announced he was appointing Paula White, his longtime spiritual advisor, to head up a White House faith office. I'm going to drink a little coffee here. Speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C., what a fucking awful place to have a prayer breakfast. The only worst place would be Rome. Anyways, an annual bipartisan interfaith gathering. Yeah, interfaith. That's another way of saying Satan. Trump said White will assist in the fight against a perceived anti-Christian bias. Attorney General Pam Bondi will lead this new task force. Okay, Pam. The mission of this task force will be to immediately halt all forms of anti-Christian targeting and discrimination within the federal government, including at the DOJ, which was absolutely terrible. The IRS, the FBI, and other agencies, said Trump. Adding, anti-Christian violence and vandalism in our society will be fully prosecuted, and vowed he will move heaven and earth to defend the rights of Christians and religious believers nationwide. That's literally a fucking lie. I'm not cursing him, that's a lie. Trump has increasingly cast himself as a man of God, another lie. Placed in the Oval Office by divine providence, probably another lie, unless he's part of the end times prophecy. After surviving two assassination attempts, both bullshit, his followers see him as the great protector, much like Cyrus the Great, who conquered the Neo-Babylonian Empire, liberating the Jewish people from years of captivity. Okay, he was Moses, according to Jimmy Caviezel. Now he's Cyrus the Great. I think next he's heading someplace else awful. But the thrice married face of material excess is far from devout, telling religious leaders in 2015 that he had never sought forgiveness from God. Okay, I want you to think on this, folks. In 2015, 10 years ago, Trump was still an old man, which means he wasn't middle-aged, he wasn't young, he wasn't in his teenage years. If he's telling you at his age 10 years ago that he had never sought the forgiveness of God, that should tell you everything you need to know. Everything. I'm stopping the reading right here for a bit because this is a good thing to focus on. One of the most important features of this faith is forgiveness. Not just to seek forgiveness, but to forgive. And I don't think Trump knows how to do either. Me personally, I'm not very good at forgiving either. It's like 2020. People keep telling me I have to somehow forgive something. But how the fuck do you forgive something that you don't understand? That you don't have the truth about? How do you forgive an empty blackness? The truth is, you can't. I'm going to read on. I think if I do something wrong, Trump told attendees at a faith leadership summit in Iowa, I think I just try and make it right. I don't bring God into that picture. I don't. Okay. During his political career, Trump has often cast himself as a victim of overzealous prosecutors, woke warriors, establishment Republicans, the media, and other assorted antagonists. Many of his white evangelical supporters have followed his lead, claiming the Joe Biden White House and cultural elites in the media and academia, which is really CIA, tried to silence them for their belief, which is bullshit. White, among others, has helped. I wonder how many fucking COVID loans that fucking White got. That, you know, if Anna Merlana Bernana, who doesn't listen to me, you want to do some really good fucking journalism, look into White and the COVID and the PPP loans. But you're not going to, so fuck you. White, among others, has helped encourage this cult of victimhood, telling followers in 2019 that some states have already passed laws declaring the Bible as hate speech and insisting America's survival hinged on the confirmation of Trump's judicial nominees. No such laws exist. It's not the first falsehood trafficked by White, who latched on to Trump's unfounded claims that the 2020 election was stolen by Democrats. Well, you can't steal something that doesn't exist. Let's just get over that right now. It's kind of like TDS. If you think Trump is literally Hitler, you have Trump derangement syndrome. If you think Trump is Cyrus the Great or Moses or Jesus or anybody representing Christian values, and if you think Trump is here to help you, you have TDS. Your brain is fucking broken. In her opening prayer before the real estate mogul's 2024 campaign kickoff, White, 58, declared demonic confederacies had aligned in opposition to the eventual Republican nominee, as reported by The Hill. This is such nonsense. Her relationship with the black community dates back to the earlier part of the century, when she boasted of serving as a spiritual advisor to baseball star Daryl Strawberry and entertainer Michael Jackson. Wow, that's pretty cool. She forged strong ties with black Christians through her mentor, Bishop T.D. Jakes, and according to Christian Post in 2017, the congregation at her church, New Destiny Christian Center in Apopka, Florida, was predominantly black. Well, okay. Many in the church said they felt alienated by white support of Trump, and subsequent comments by the charismatic leader have raised eyebrows. In 2019, she claimed that the president's opponents operate in sorcery and witchcraft, and ultimately will be overturned by the superior blood of Jesus. Black Lives Matter, she said, was Antichrist and a terrorist organization. Black Lives Matter, and I have it recorded on video, is a government form of manufactured bullshit. There's nothing there, you dumbass Paula. White, who once prayed for the angels of Africa and South America to reverse the 2020 election, told the Universal Peace Federation in 2023 that she worked with Nelson Mandela to end apartheid in South Africa. Nelson Mandela's foundation's Razia Saleh told the Post the foundation had no record of White ever working with the civil rights icon. Again, but nobody cares that this person lies. They need to believe this. White's duties with the White House Faith Office remain unclear, though Trump said the need to protect the religious liberty of Christians is his priority. This is not true. He does not give a fuck about your faith. If you don't remember 2020 and the Walmart's open and the church is shutting down, that's your fucking problem at this point. If you're listening to me and you think you know me, you don't know me. You don't know me. Unlike Trump, I will not play games with Christianity. I will tell you honestly, my situation with God right now ain't so fucking great. Because I have a lot of anger in my heart, and I think it's righteous, but it still doesn't matter. It is for God, not for me. And I cannot forgive a lot of these people. But it still goes back to the basic question. How do you forgive something you don't understand or believe? I don't believe any of the limited hangouts about 2020. I think most of you motherfuckers are wrong. Even some of you who figured out it was bullshit and it was a psyop are still fucking wrong. The story's basically over. I couldn't read it through. I mean, again, everybody has an agenda, I suppose you could say. But these people, their purpose is not to be real. I mean, she's not a real person in the sense that she's going to help you with God or make America Christian again. Her purpose is to piss people off. Her purpose is to make people angry and baffled and confused, just like Donald Trump. If you understand the purpose of a thing, then at least you can maybe guess what's going to happen next. Let's talk about that. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. When on the road of life, stop to smell the rotting corpses. When you're walking on the road, don't get sad. Don't get mad. Stop and smell the rotting corpses. Why light a candle when you can set fire to the house, right? A bird in the hand is worth two dead horses lying in the bush. So, I have talked about a podcast I did in January 2020. The title of the podcast is Popping Smoke, and it was early enough in the whole COVID bullshit that I didn't completely see how completely broken things would get that year. But I did have a general intuition at the end of 2019 that shit was about to go sideways. One of the things I said in this podcast, and I pulled it out, I extracted this portion of it, is that you've got three choices when it comes to all this fucking truth or bullshit. all these data dumped, Ross Ulbricht, Julian Assange, Snowden, et al. You've got three fucking choices. A, QAnon is real, Trump loves you, and the good guys and the deep state white hats are winning. That's choice one, okay? Choice two, or B, is they're dumping the truth on you, like smoke, like a smoke grenade, to cover and conceal their escape. And you don't know where they're going, but what you need to know is the stuff they're dumping on you is the equivalent of tearing down the building behind them or setting fire to the restaurant, which means that the reason why they're doing this is because they know that at some point in the near future, none of this is going to fucking matter. That best case scenario, you're going to be so busy trying to just survive and smell the rotting corpses, you know, to see the bright side, that you're not going to give a fuck. That's option B. Option C is there's a civil war among the elite. And, you know, option C has a basis to it. If you've studied the post-Republican Roman period, you know, the period following the civil wars, the period following not just Caesar Augustus, but all the Caesars that would follow, what followed the Republican period, even though it existed then too, was a lot of civil war, but civil war at a high level. A lot of poisoning, a lot of prescription, a lot of murders. But most of it was removed so that you could call it the Pax, you know, the Pax Romana, right? The Roman peace. Because even though at a high level it was kind of violent and bloodthirsty and terrible, throughout most of the Roman Empire, it was kind of an economic period of prosperity. But here's the deal, folks. I don't believe C is likely. I don't believe A is likely. I think the most likely explanation is B. They're popping smoke. And in that podcast, I say the thing they're trying to cover could be 1 or 2 or 3 years away. I revised my estimate as we got into the monkey herpes COVID bullshit. By 2021, I basically said, I think the most likely window is 5 years, that they're managing a fuzzy event, that within that window, whatever's supposed to happen could happen at any time. I still hold to that, even though the 5 years are almost up. Sometimes it's a photo finish. Sometimes the mathematical models get more precise. So when you think about Trump, and you think about all the truthing and all the doje and all the U.S. aid, and you think about all the Biden laptop bullshit, when you think about all the quote-unquote truth you're being buried in, like this chemically nucleated gumbus outside my window, ask yourself, do you really believe this is happening because the good guys are winning? Because QAnon is real? Because Trump gives a fuck about you? Do you actually believe that? Because you're deranged. Just like the person that thinks he's literally Hitler, you are deeply fucking confused about what Trump is. Trump is smoke. Trump is a giant smoke cloud. And the only fucking question you should be asking is, what the fuck does he hide? Or another way of looking at it. What if 18 months ago, roughly, about 18 months ago, the CIA met with the Mossad and the State of Israel and said, guess, you know, buddy, pal, the window's closing. Our model has been updated. The window's closing. If you have business to do, like a multi-decade ethnic cleansing, you're going to have to speed it up. Now, the good news is, one kind of fuzzy event is the collapse of the U.S. dollar. It is. It's and it's still going to be fucking horrible. And the unwind of the U.S. empire could be the most disruptive unwind of an empire in the history of the world. And it could be so disruptive that it basically throws us into a period of chaos. You know, I recommend this book a lot, A Distant Mirror by Barbara Tuchman. If you take that conception of hers and you raise it a few orders of magnitude and you make it everywhere on planet Earth for about 50 to 100 years, that's your best case scenario. That is the conclusion I came to 10 fucking years ago when I said it was about 10 years away. But Anna Merlana Banana, And Jared Fitton, the Goat King dickhead, they don't have any problem speaking their bullshit about magical superheroes and dimensional portals. Anna Merlana Banana can talk about misinformation when in fact that's really her name at the strip club. And yeah, if I sound angry or frustrated, if I sound a little bit pissed off, it's because I never expected much from this, nor did I ever expect to change any of it. All I wanted was to be allowed to have a little bit of speech, you know? Not to be stepped on, not to be shadow banned, not to be put in a box, not to be curated, but just to have a little bit of speech. 10,000 followers would make no more difference than 100. And it's ego-driven, and it's centric, and it's selfish, and it's stupid, and it's not the only thing that drives me. It never was. I mean, if it were, oh, how can I phrase this? I would have given up on this bullshit about 10 years ago, this podcasting. So there is something else going on, right? Because I'm not getting rich, baby. It pisses me off that Anna Merlan could call me a former ally or friend of Jared Fitton, that she never made an attempt to talk to me on the phone, that she simply took my words out of context like she is misinformation. And there is zero likelihood she's ever going to hear this. And also, I don't give a fuck. Much of what I've done is to put my mark on the fucking tree. Because I think none of this is going to matter. But let's play pretend like you, Mr. and Mrs. Mega. Let's play pretend that this stinking, nasty, neo-Stalinist shithole empire has another year or two. Then maybe somebody will throw me in jail. Maybe they'll send the cops after me for speaking out, for having an opinion that goes against the state of Israel. Maybe Trump and his mega people will keep their fucking word, right? And then I'll be a true enemy, right? And maybe that's a fantasy bullshit too, right? Brothers and sisters, friends, and enemies out there, get your shit together. I've already figured out I'm not going to make it. I'm okay with that. I'm at peace with that. Have you figured out your shit yet? I don't know who used the phrase dark winter first, if it was me or a former President Biden, whatever, President Biden. I don't even know who that guy is or was. But I did use the phrase on January the 10th, 2020. So if that's the earliest use of the phrase, as if this fucking matters, I'll stake my case on the dark winter to come. It is Sunday, February the 9th, 2025, Bo Blimpdoc. It's almost 9:30 a.m. here on the Olympic Peninsula. Maybe my attitude will turn around. Maybe I'll give a fuck enough to do something more than just be angry and pissed off. I'm told that in my job I'm helping people, but I have a hard time believing anybody is being helped at this point. I really do. I would love to believe that there are teenagers who hear my words and try to understand respect and liberty and what is right and what is wrong. And most importantly, that they learn to think for themselves, which would be the biggest achievement, wouldn't it? To actually educate youth so that they can think for themselves. That is the point of teaching, of a teacher, to empower, not to create victims, not to create perpetual dependence, not to create lifelong learning schemes that pump up the university's bottom line. The purpose of the education is so that the one being taught can be free and one day can also teach. Paula White won't tell you this. Donald Trump will never tell you this. Biden, Kamala, Klamala, Tulsi, all of them. Ron Paul will never tell you this. That they are crutches. They are training wheels. That if we were truly evolving as humans, we would throw all of that bullshit away. It is Sunday. It is February the 9th, 2025. Have a great rest of your weekend.